I'd like to read this morning for a short devotional opening from 1 John 5:11 and 12. First John 5:11 and 12 says, "And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life." And these two verses are a great example and confirmation in the Bible of the assurance of salvation. The assurance that when we humble ourselves, confess our sins to God the Father, and ask Jesus to wash us clean of all our sins, receiving him as our Savior and Lord, believing in our hearts that the blood shed at the cross of Jesus has the power to cancel our sin debt to God, then our salvation and our place in God's heavenly kingdom is a guarantee. It cannot be canceled or taken from us in any way. Jesus himself said virtually the same thing in John 5, verse 24, when he said, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my words and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life." I also like verse 13 of 1 John 5. 1 John 5, back to our original text, and verse 13, where it says, "These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God." We as believers in our Lord Jesus, our Savior, know these facts, but there are still millions out there who have never heard the gospel message and who have no idea who God is. So a few very courageous people go to those places where the gospel has not yet penetrated and deliver this message. Nathan and Emily Weens are part of such a ministry team. Irene and I met them 2 years ago in McNeil, Arizona, at the training center of Ethnos 360 Aviation. And Nathan at the time was just starting his helicopter training. We have come to love and appreciate them and their four girls and are happy to have them here to share what God is up to. He's a helicopter pilot, fully trained, qualified, and ready to go. And Irene and I have actually flown with him. And any landing that's you can walk away from is successful. So he's a very good pilot. And it's they have a very rigorous courses that they take there, and he's ready to go. And he's going to be flying people and supplies to and from villages where the missionaries are working, sharing the good news of Jesus and his salvation. Our hope and prayer is that many more people will also gain salvation and will have the assurance of salvation. I'd like to read Romans 8, verses 38 and 39. Romans 8, verses 8 and 39 says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord."